Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, this is Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We're dealing with how faith works. How faith works. Now, if you look at that, it's not just the mechanics of it or the process, but it's faith actually acting as a servant, going out, doing things, or enabling you to have things that otherwise you couldn't do or have. Now, that's the way faith works. Now, I'm not going to tell you anymore. I want you to get your Bibles, pencil, paper ready. Let's go in. Get ready to take some good notes now. Let's go into and learn about how faith works.
So God, who promised it, He's faithful to do it. He promised you that. And a promise is a promise. I'm telling you now, when my son David was a little boy, he liked to go to Toys R Us for Christmas, you know. When we going? I ain't going to Toys R Us now. I mean, Dad, when we going? I say, I'm not going. I'm sitting outside. And pretty soon, he just nagged me until he wear me down. I say, okay, we're going. Go in the room, come back. When we going, Dad, and when we going? See, because a promise is a promise, and that's your Father, and He has made you a promise. I said He has made you a promise. He promised Abraham. I don't care how old Abraham got, the promise is still a promise. Man, it's powerful stuff, isn't it? Well, that's how faith works. Yeah, you got to step out on it. That's what it is. It's a promise. God promised this. And faith carries with it its own power to bring itself to pass. So now, when we were talking about let's look at Mark chapter 11. Verse 12, and on tomorrow when he was come from Bethany, he was hungry, talking about Jesus now. Okay, this is his human side. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Now, this gives the impression that the season wasn't there yet, but take my word for it. The season was there, but the tree was bearing no fruit. Verse 14. And Jesus answered and said to it, say it.
It.
No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And what happened? His disciples heard it. I'm talking about how faith works. See, faith can easily put you in a position of ridicule if it doesn't work. And people don't want to go there because everybody wants to, you know, everybody look at them like, you know, in a good favor. But you got to see what Jesus did now. He did the same thing at the gravesite of Lazarus. He put the whole ministry on the line. Here's what he said. Roll away the stone. And then in front of everybody, he's going to do this in front of everybody. He didn't go up there to that cave and say, Lazarus. Oh, Lord, help me now. Don't let me down now. Lazarus, you in here? Now, he didn't do that. Lazarus! This is the way faith works. Very key, folks. We try to keep Jesus private, and God takes him public. I know I'm preaching better than you saying amen right now.
Yes, you are.
Okay? Now, so they heard it. Verse 19. And when the evening was come, he went out of the city. Now, let's track him. He's come. He was passing by that morning, by a fig tree. He was hungry, hadn't had breakfast or something. They were going to eat some fruit. But there were fruit on the tree. So he spoke to that tree and declared something over that tree. Then he made it so his disciples heard it. So it tells me that he was teaching as well. Then it goes on down to verse 19 and said, when the evening was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remembrance, said to him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is what? Withered away. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Man, have faith in God. Another way of saying that is what? Have the God kind of faith, the same faith that God had that same kind of faith. Okay. Now, first, it was dried up from the roots. When? All right. Technically, when he spoke to it. Why did that happen when he spoke to it? Let's have faith. Okay, I understand faith. All right, but let's go on down here. Verse 23. But verily I say unto you, for whosoever shall say, underline say, to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, underline heart, but shall believe that those things, underline those things, which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So what things soever he saith, underline that saith, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Got it? Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, keep going, and you shall have them. Isn't that powerful? Now, when did those roots dry up? Okay? When he spoke to it. Am I right about it? But when did the results show up? The next day. The next day. So it tells me perhaps some people don't know how faith works. That once you speak it and release your words, then now you hold fast to your word because it's going to show up the next day. Now, are you with me here? Now, this is a piece right here that I'm telling you that many times it throws the church off because the church somehow is looking for a feeling out of this. And I would dare say that the times that you've had the most faith is when you felt the less faith. The closer you get to feeling it, the closer you get to the flesh. Set your mind to not feel a thing. Now, believe what you say is going to come to pass. Now, notice what he said, those things. Those things. Now, let me tell you where I think he's going with that. Put something right there and turn to Romans chapter 12. How we doing? We doing okay? Now, you and I, as the church, are supposed to be the ones that are ruling in this earth. Look what it says in Romans and chapter 12. Let me know when you get there. All right, you're there. Look at verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a what kind of sacrifice? Living sacrifice. holy, acceptable unto God, which is your what kind of service? Reasonable service. And be not what? Conformed to what? This world. But be ye what? Transformed, keep going, by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. All right. So when Adam fell, he fell from the place of eternity, because he was made just like God. He was made to exist forever. He was made not to, his body was made not to even wear out. He was made an eternal being. But what happened? He sinned. Once he sinned, he got cut off from the life of God, and now his body is headed towards death. Say amen to this. Now, he fell down below the eternal existence into the temporal existence. And now he fell down to a place where instead of him over time, time is now telling him. You didn't see anything about Adam's age in the garden. You only heard about ages of Methuselah and all of them after Adam's fall. Why? Because up until that time, it didn't make any difference. They're not dying. Folks, when they ask you how old you are, they're just trying to calculate how long you got to be around here. They say, how old are you? Well, I'm 43. Are you following? I'm saying, no, I'm not saying that's always the case. But my point to you is that's what's happened. Why? Because they know time's got you. But once you get into faith, faith supersedes the law of time. Faith stops time. Faith dictates to time what it does. Because time is not money. Time is temporal. And anything temporal, faith takes control of. You got what I'm saying? And the only reason that time is still working and having rulership over us is because our minds have not been renewed to the way Adam functioned and the way God lives before the fall. It still is conformed to a cursed base system of time. In man's spirit, he knows he's supposed to be able to dictate the time. He just can't figure out how to do it. I can tell you how to do it. Get in faith. Get in faith. You get in faith, and you get in faith, believe in God for something, and faith has taken control. Now, this is the way faith works. Faith will hold that landlord off until, I'm telling you, even a month will go by, and nobody can come there to get it, because faith is at work. And once that money comes in, he'll show up at the door. I'm telling you right now that faith works. You got to hear what I'm saying. It shouldn't be that some physician or not anything against him, but some professional person will dictate how long you're going to live.
That's right. That's
just like witchcraft. Yeah. I mean, they can't tell me how long I'm going to live. Well, you only got 30. Whoa. You can't tell me that. And listen here, I'm not buying it. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying they're not doing the best they can, but they've been trained under the system of this world. But once you come to a believer and they're walking by faith and not by sight, all of a sudden faith tells time what to do. Faith can root up anything that's in you that has no business with you. Say amen to this. We were in Africa, and we were just about to come back. And we went out, and the pilot called me. He said, Pastor, we got a problem here. So what? There are blades and something that look like we're going to be stuck here. And so I said, whoa, stuck where? Hey, wait. I said, hold it. Now, just explain to me the situation. And explaining in the middle of it, he said, it just happens that it looks like we're not going to be. I said, wait a minute. We will take off on time and get to our destinations on time. Now, see, I'm releasing something. because you can buy it or come against it. And you're not coming against people because they're doing the best they can. They've been trained in that. But I said, what no happened? And what happened? Oh, something happened, and this came together, and that came together, took off on time, got back on time. Are you following? Now, that's not the first time. Something happened one time in New York. Oh, Pastor, we got a problem with the airplane. I said, okay, what's happened? Said, da, 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 da. I said, wait a minute. Huh? Said, Pastor, it is down. We can't do it. I said, Lord, I said, we will leave here on time. I was still at the pastor's church, and I said, Pastor, you agree with me? And I had Isaac with me. I said, you agree with me? And we agreed, all three of us together. And then we sat down to eat. Now, I sat down to eat there at the church, but my mind wasn't on that food at that time. I said, now I'm in New York City. I got to get out of here. I got to get back. This is Saturday night. I got a service starting at 7 o'clock in the morning. I got to get back. And I called here. I had them to call the airline. They called. Nothing was leaving except out of 7 o'clock in the morning and so forth. Everything was stopped and so forth. I said, okay, all right, here's what faith got to work. And I sat down. I act like I was happy eating the food, but I couldn't even taste it, man. I'm eating this food and talking. Something said, get up and go to the airport and get in the airplane and go. I got up and got Isaac and so forth, told the pastor, shook his hand, thank you very much. He said, well, did they call you until you're ready? I said, no, but the Lord said, get up and go. So I got up, going to the airport. Here we going. Now we're moving now. And all of a sudden we get a call. Phone rang. I said, yeah. It said, listen, look like ours is still down. But I tell you, they got an airplane coming in here that's a jet that's headed to Chicago and so forth. Can you get here in 15 minutes? I said, we'll be there in just about 15 minutes. Now, if I hadn't started out, that airplane would have been there and gone. Are you following what I'm saying? And what happened? Got there, and the guys who this jet that came in, and the pilot said, hey, he said, listen, y'all caught us just in time. Said, we're just about out of crew time here, but we were headed to Chicago. I said, okay, fine, and we got everything, and we got on the airplane, and he said, we just happened to have all this food on here. The other people, they didn't even touch it. We got all the snacks and everything. I said, oh, well, I believe I've received. You follow what I'm saying? I'm saying, no. Faith dictates your future, not the world. Nothing can tell you where you're going, when you can get there, how much you can have, what you can do, except faith.
Oh, praise the Lord. Now, that's how faith works. Glory to God. See, a lot of times as believers, we're working too hard ourselves. We're toiling, sweating, trying to make something happen. Hey, put faith to work. Now, like I said, see faith as a servant, someone or something that can go and do things that perhaps you ordinarily cannot do or impossible for us to do. Well, make faith work. That's what it's for. So this teaching teaches you what faith is, how faith comes, and how faith works. And unless you learn that, then you won't put faith to work. Many times we're not even receiving all the things that Jesus died to provide. Why? Because we don't have faith and don't know how to make it work. So this is a teaching that is designed for you. I declare that in your life, right now, everything that God has planned for your life shall come to you and manifest in your life. Why? Because you are now learning how to make faith work. Praise God. Well, speaking of faith, the Bible says, by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. It's not of works, lest anyone would boast. Now, what is he saying here? He's saying that, basically, sometimes people say, well, when I found the Lord, well, he wasn't lost. We were lost, and it's by grace are we saved through faith. And you see, it's not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. It's not of works, lest any one of us would boast. So what am I saying? I'm saying years ago, I'm going to church when I was a kid with my mom and dad and, you know, and so forth, and going to the different church functions and so forth, doing all the religious things. But somehow church was not in me. And when I got much older, things, I really got away from God, and all the things start happening. The Bible says the way of the transgressor gets hard.
head over heels in debt. My body started getting sick, and job performance started going down, and relationships breaking up. I mean, everything breaking apart. Well, what happened? One night, right there in downtown Chicago in my apartment, I called on his name. I called on Jesus. I said, Lord, would you please help me? And the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, I just called on him. And a few days later, somebody came by my desk at work, and I didn't know it, but the Lord sent him there. And she said, hey, you'd like to go with me tonight to a meeting? And I, you know, I was single. And she, you know, I said, yeah, praise God. So I went, and we went into a place and ended up in a schoolyard and going in an auditorium of a school. People in there raising their hands, praising God. And, you know, I knew it was a place that I was supposed to be. Well, the rest is history. I got born again. And not only that, man of God laid hands on me, power of God hit me, body healed instantly. A miracle took place. And not only that, God took me totally out of debt, owe no man anything but to love him. Not only that, took me to the top of the ladder in sales in the company. I'm saying, what he did for Bill Winston, he'll do for you. Now, sometimes it doesn't happen until people get tired of struggling, get just tired, worn out. And I'm saying you might be there right now. What I want to do is I want to pray the same prayer for you they prayed for me that night that brought me into the kingdom and turned my life totally around. So I'd like to do that for you. If you'd like to pray that prayer, I want to lead you in it right now. Now remember, this is a very simple act of faith, but that faith causes a miracle to happen in your life. Let's bow our heads and pray together. Repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come to you now, just as I am. You know my life. You know how I've lived. Forgive me, Lord. I repent of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for my sins. And on the third day, he was raised from the dead. Lord Jesus, I ask you, come into my heart. Live your life in me and through me from now on. From this day forward, I belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, we have some books that we'd like to send out to you because a miracle has taken place in your life. And these books are called Born Again and Spirit-Filled. We have them both in English and in Spanish. I'd like to send it right out to you free of charge. All you have to do is call me or write to me, whatever it takes. It tells you what just happened in your life, what the next steps are, and how to find a good church and so forth. These are books I've written myself. I want to send one right out to you. Now, after you get these and you follow these instructions, write me back. Let me know what happened to you. I'd like to rejoice with you because that's a part of really bringing people into the kingdom. We can all rejoice together. I guarantee you, miracles are going to start happening in your life from this day forward. Why? Because you just invited Jesus into your heart. Praise God. This is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Are you facing challenges in your life and you can't see how you'll overcome them? Are you experiencing sickness in your body, problems in your relationships, or troubles in your finances? This is the time that the force of faith is required on your behalf. The force of faith can do the impossible for you in any situation.
The enemy is not after us. What is he after? He's after our faith. Because he knows faith will defeat him every time.
In this series, Dr. Bill Winston shows you how to develop your faith and use the force of faith as a power in the earth to manifest all that God has promised you.
Why is faith so important to you? Because faith has no limits. There is nothing that faith cannot accomplish.
Order The Force of Faith today, and you'll learn why faith always declares the outcome before the fight ever starts, why fear contaminates your faith, why faith dictates your destiny, not people, and much more.
Oh.
You got to fight the what? Good fight of faith. See, you got to stay in faith. If you made that confession, you got to stay there. Say amen to that. Because you can't go by how you feel or what's coming against you. You can't go by how it looks or what somebody said. You got to go by one thing, the Word of God. If God said it, that's what you believe.
To order your copy of The Force of Faith, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. We as believers can use the force of faith to transform our lives and live the abundant life God has designed for us. Order this teaching, The Force of Faith, today and allow your faith to grow to higher heights.
Before Jesus comes back, we're going to have to bring everything that's out from under the government of God back in line with the government of God.
The church has been called by God to empower the nation.
Jesus didn't say that my mandate is to do the work of him that sent me. He said my mandate is to finish his work.
We're advancing the kingdom at the 2011 Ministers and Missions Conference, March 23rd through the 25th. Speakers include Dr. William S. Winston, Pastor Bob Yandian, Dr. Patricia Bailey Jones, Pastor Terry Nance, personal trainer and life coach Ron Kardashian, and musical artist Paul Wilbur. To register, call 1-866-816-4653 or register online at ministersandmissions.com. The 2011 Ministers and Missions Conference. We're advancing the kingdom.
Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Born Again and Spirit-Filled is a biblically based book where Pastor Winston outlines God's purpose and plan for your life. Learn who the Holy Spirit is and his importance in your life. Jesus said, "Don't you leave until you have been endued with power." Call 1-800-711-9327 for your free copy of Born Again and Spirit-Filled and begin to walk in the power that God has given you today.
Dr. Bill Winston presents Living Word.
Flavor ain't fam, but it sure feels fabulous.
With the new CD entitled Released.
We are speaking over you tonight. You are officially released.
You are released.
Live music recording of a new kind of kingdom music. Released. Available now online at www.billwinston.org. Or call 1-800-711-9327. Also available on iTunes, a new kind of kingdom music.